Chapter 4, subsection 75 of Zimbabwe's constitution clearly stipulates that every citizen and permanent resident has the right to have access to basic health care services, including reproductive health care. It states that the state must take reasonable legislative and other measures within the limits of the resources available to it to achieve the progressive realization of the rights set out in this section. However, contrary to this, most people in Zimbabwe, including Mutoko communal lands, have been struggling to access health care since independence from British rule in 1980. Indications are that the health sector in the country is deteriorating at alarming rates, with some hospitals having an unprecedented patient-doctor ratio of 1:12,000 compared to the 1:200 prescribed by the United Nations. Mutoko villager Tafumane Gubede is among thousands of people in the district. We have to travel long distances to get health care at Karanda Mission Hospital in Mount Darwin.
There's no specialist doctors, especially for those who need operations. All the people who are supposed to be operated are transferred to Parenyat.
Another local resident, Philip Muyengwa, says although the government constructed many clinics in rural areas just after independence in 1980, most of the structures are now white elephants due to lack of manpower and drugs.
Access to health is still a challenge in this district. Even though the right to health is enshrined in the constitution, we have realized that a lot of the people in Mutoko district are not affording to access health services, even primary health care. There is serious lack of doctors, especially specialist doctors. So a lot of people are traveling to Karanda also to access specialist facilities.
For Maria Mashangwe, the health sector in the country is deteriorating instead of improving.
Access to health is really difficult. People are dying from curable diseases. Our clinics here do not even have stop pains like paracetamol, or they are giving now our prescriptions, but we do not have money to buy the drugs at the pharmacies. The rights in the constitution are only there on paper, not for us rural folks. It's really difficult.
In 1985, the World Health Organization declared that the Zimbabwean healthcare system was among the best in the developing world. Health Minister David Parenyatwa was not reachable for comment. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutoko, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.